I want to talk to you a little bit about weariness. Because possibly you're here today and you would say, you know what? I am weary in my spirit and I feel like I'm constantly just pushing and pushing. And I'm like, Lord, where's the joy? Where's the success? Where's the answer to the prayer? Where's the turnaround? So I'm going to give you a word. I believe it's from the Lord. Matthew 14. And I apologize because somehow I did not put this in your notes. So listen closely. Just listen. Immediately, he, that would be Jesus, made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Now, here's the part I really want you to catch. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. Sometimes it is good for me to remind myself that some of the places where the disciples end up, Jesus sent them there. He sent them there. Because he's an all-knowing God, I believe there was no doubt whatsoever that he knew that out there they would be buffeted by the winds, by the waves, that there would be a struggle. In fact, Mark, in his version of the story, he makes this statement. He says that God, that Jesus saw that they were making headway painfully. Painfully. And yet, he chose not to come to them until the fourth watch. How many of you have ever tried to sail or paddle into a headwind? Anybody? You all got motors on your boats, don't you? All right. Well, I have been in a few situations where all this is the motor. And I'm going to tell you, when you are paddling into a headwind, it is rough going. In fact, you can't even let up because you lose what little ground you gained by the fact that the wind is pushing against you. When I was a teenager, we had some good friends. They were the Camps. That was their last name, the Camps, Mac and Lynn Camp. And he was a home builder, and he decided to take an old frame of a pontoon boat and build a houseboat. And he built a really nice houseboat. Do you remember that, Mom? No? Anyway. We were out in the middle of a lake, and we were having a blast. Mom and Dad, Mac and Lynn were inside in the AC playing games. We were jumping off the roof of the houseboat. Nothing to worry about because we were right out in the middle of the lake. Jumping off of the boat, splashing, having a great time. Marvelous, marvelous. And then all of a sudden, unbeknownst to them, a storm started coming in. And I'm going to tell you about a houseboat. It's like having a full sail up. This boat took off. Nope, he hadn't anchored it. He just took off. And so here we are trying. We all had younger siblings. So there was three big guys and our younger sisters. And so we're trying to collect our sisters. And while we are collecting our sisters, the houseboat is moving about like this. And it's just gone. And I remember we tried to keep the kids in tow, and we are just working as hard as we can, and we can't catch this boat. It is gone. And then there was this moment when all of a sudden it was like a little bit of fear, and you're like, none of us have life jackets on, and our ride is just gone. So we did what would be natural. We began screaming, holler. Surely somebody will hear us. But I want you to get something out of this. You get weary when the winds and waves are working against you. You get weary when it's working against you. You get weary when you're doing all you can, but you don't seem to be catching up. Is there a witness in the place? And perhaps that's exactly the way you feel today. You're either in one of those two categories, pushing and giving it your best, but struggling to see any progress and wondering why is it not turning around? Or maybe you're on the other side. You can't keep up. Everything seems to just be getting blown away. Here's a good thing for you to know. The Holy Spirit was given to help us thrive and not survive. God has taken into measure anything that you may come into contact with, anything that may be in part of your life. And so he's not shocked by this whole reality that doing the right thing is weary work sometimes. And I want to encourage you today. Weariness, like joy, is a perspective. It is the product of a point of view. When those guys are out there and they're paddling and they're paddling and they're paddling, or they had a sail on it, whatever, and the wind's buffeting and they're not seeming to make any progress, God knows. God knew. Same way in our life. When we are trying to do what's right, and yet it seems like it's not materializing, it's not coming about as we think it should or on the timetable that we were hoping for, God knows. Amen. Whatever's going on in your life right this moment, if it seems to be behind schedule, if it seems like, well, this is what I know I ought to be doing, keep doing it, but I don't seem to be making progress, I can't seem to catch up, I can't seem to stay ahead, I want you to follow me on something. Jesus didn't want to die on the cross. But without his death, there would be no salvation for us. You're in this room, and I don't know your spiritual condition, but hopefully you're in this room and you're a Christian, and the reason why you are here is because of what he did there. You see, here's what Jesus did. He took the long view, the long view. There was no joy in the cross, but beyond the cross, there was joy. Therefore, he looked beyond that. Peter's looking at Jesus' death and he's going, I don't like it at all. Not taking the long view, thinking that, you know what, without his death, how will salvation, how will the knowledge of him be able to be received by everybody in the whole wide world? Perspective. It's easy for me to let my perspective get skewed by, you ready? My wants. And I'm going to be really honest with you. I want you here every Sunday. Now, I know that's not realistic in the society that we live in, but I do. I want you, because that's when I see you. That's when I get to see your pearly whites or your big smile or whatever. I want you here every Sunday. But it doesn't happen that way. I want somebody to get saved every week. That doesn't happen. I want our worship service to literally be a breakthrough time in which burdens are lifted and lives just get re-energized at how good God is. I want everybody here to be maturing and excited to shine and just positive about how good God is and showing that to everybody around them. But are you noticing that phrase, I want, I want, I want? And for me, I'm going to be honest with you. I was at a place where I was getting tired of, I call it push praying. That's where you're praying, but you're really trying to push God where you're praying. And I was weary because I knew what I wanted, but God was not cooperating at any kind of speed that I was wanting it. And so that's pretty much where that was. And so I had the visit with the elders, talked about, maybe you should go public and talk to everybody. Because probably there's a lot of weariness with a lot of people. But then the thing is before that could ever happen, I'm right here, which wasn't right here because we reconfigured the church for VBS, as many of you noticed. We normally have more aisles. But anyway, I was walking down the aisle, and I would have been on this side right over here, and the Lord spoke so clearly. I am push praying, Lord, Lord, Lord. And he says three words. Lift me up. Sit. Lift me up. And then all of a sudden it really hit me, my perspective. My perspective was what I'm wanting to see right here. And I love you. And this is not a word of criticism. This is the life that we live in. But I was wanting to see so much more happening right here in people's lives. This excitement, this purposeful life that I know God has for everybody. I was wanting to see more of that. And in the midst of all that, God's like, you got your eyes in the wrong direction. Lift me up. Get your eyes up. Look to him. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know about the rest of the world, but it was very, very good for me to understand at that moment right there that I was creating a little bit of my own weariness simply because I wanted what I wanted. I wanted what I wanted. And I needed to get my eyes on what I really want, which is the Lord. Here's the reality. If we love him with all our heart, he will give us what our heart desires. But too often we focus on what we want instead of who he is, and then we are putting it in the wrong, and it doesn't begin to happen like that. And so when those things happen, I think it's God in his great love, wisdom, that says, you know what, you need a little while out there on the storm or on the sea, in the storm, paddling and realizing that you can't do it without me. Because their situation did not change until he got in the boat. And I think that's the same true for every one of us. Most of the time when I am struggling, when I am weary, I feel like I'm going in a circle. Too often what I'm missing is saying, you know, Lord, thy will be done. What a simple prayer that was that you put in there. How do I pray? You pray like this. Thy will be done. It takes a lot of the work out of us, the weariness out of us. Jesus said these words to his disciples in John 16, 33. He said, in the world, you will have tribulations. How many of you have got that part down? Come on, you can be honest. How many of you had a hard week? Okay. How many of you would say June was pretty hard and July is not getting much better? Okay. Here's the thing about what we think sometimes concerning tribulations. Tribulations is not necessarily when the enemy is killing all the saints. It's not when the devil has a heyday and he's able to persecute and do all that. Sometimes tribulations looks like going uphill in your struggles. Because I'm going to say it. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. Doing right. Living faithful, consistently loving and giving, guarding your heart, being mindful of others. It's hard work. Amen. It's hard work to do what's right all the time. It's hard work to try to say, you know what, Lord, this is the way I want to respond, but I'm not going to respond that way because it wouldn't bring glory and honor to your name. This is what I want, but you know, it is really what I want, not what you want. I want what you want, so God, help me get on track with what you want. Folks, it's hard to do. Jesus, living for Jesus is not for the weak. In the world, you can do whatever you want to. Yeah, I don't want to feel like going to work day. I'm going to call in and tell them I got COVID. I'm tired of this relationship. I'm just checking out. You can do whatever you want to. But when you give your heart to the Lord, that's no longer a prerogative. Not if you're going to live for Christ the way you're supposed to live for Christ. And so now I want to do God's will. And guess what? God's will is not easy. Amen. We're trying to stay faithful amid a faithless generation. How is that not going to be hard? Everything Jesus is expecting us to do, he is expecting us to do in a world totally against what that is. And if that's not paddling into the wind, I don't know what is. So Jesus looks at his disciples and he says, in this world, it's going to be tough. It's going to be trying. But then he says this, but take heart. One translation says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. There is this reality where God says, you know what? Keep your eyes on me. Look above the waves and see me. Look above the winds and focus in, there's a shore that we're all going to make it to. There is that waiting for us. Don't be weary. These troubles that you are living with, I'm going to tell you realities. You would think that if he loves Jesus and you love Jesus, your marriage would just be peachy keen. How come that doesn't work? You would think that if you gave your life to Jesus, the Lord of the earth, who's in control of everything, that he would just make everything begin to fall in place for your life because he loves you so much. I haven't seen that happen. It would seem to me that if he has all the power and the enemy has no power compared to his power, then why on earth does the enemy make it so hard? You got to take the long view. Peter was very clear when he talked about this. He said, you know what? He said, for a little while. For a little while. We have struggles as Christians, but they are just for a little while. Because then the Lord shows up and does something amazing. So here's the word for you today. Don't give up. Or as the Bible would say, don't get weary. Don't become so weary that you want to throw in the towel. You want to say, you know what? Jesus loves me. And I just believe that if because he loves me, that, you know, even though my commitment is not much of a commitment, but I do love him, it's all going to work out all right. Well, that might make it a little easier on you right now. But would that be the Lord's will for your life? That's the question. Would God be able to use you the way he wants to use you if you just go with, you know, well, I love Jesus, he loves me, and we'll get that. That's enough. Don't give up. And here's the word for the day. Weariness is not a sin. And it's not a weakness. It is a sign that you are going in the right direction. It is the proof of the pudding that you are doing what you need to be doing for the Lord. Because when it gets easy, sometimes that's when the enemy has gotten us off track. And that's when it's easy to coast. But when you're pushing and you're striving and you're giving it your best all the time, how is that not going to make weariness happen sometimes? How is that not going to be wearing us out? But don't. Every time you feel like you're getting weary, lift him up. Get your perspective off of this, back onto that, and God will start working it out. He will show up in your boat. It's just a matter of time.